as always, I'm producer Seth Cooper, and Anne has something a little up her sleeve. Usually I know what's going on for these episodes, whether that's via email or she'll prompt me ahead of time, but I have no idea. She literally just asked me, she goes, "Are you a Gen Z? What are you?" And I said, I don't even know. I gotta Google this, but I am a Gen Z, and that's all the information that she provided. So, Anne, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Seth. Lately, I felt like I'm going through an identity crisis. Because officially, I've looked this up, right? I'm considered an older adult, in quotes, right? I am postmenopausal. I'm officially a baby boomer. I'm at the end. I'm at the towards the end of the baby boom. I'm an empty nester. So there's all these kinds of labels for me. But my life is different than it was 10 years ago, definitely. But I feel like I'm the same person. So it's like, see, I would kind of consider myself middle-aged, right? But okay. I'm 60. We all know. That's no secret, right? That I don't feel like I'm elderly. So that's where, like, I looked it up and someone said, though, it's called older adulthood. But then, like, they've kind of changed baby boomer to go to, like, 65 now.
Okay.
But, like, my brother's 70. I don't consider him elderly.
Right.
Either. So, you know, it's like all these labels. So one thing that popped up recently, and I got into a big conversation with people in Instagram comments about this, too. They posted a picture from The Breakfast Club, which I believe was 1985.
Never seen that movie in
Not
my life.
Not seen The Breakfast Club? See,
no,
so
only,
you're so Gen Z. So.
I know, only in Pitch Perfect.
So, The Breakfast Club. So the actors and actresses are about my age, maybe a little younger. I graduated high school in 1981. 1985 was just 4 years after that, so I was still kind of coming of age at that time. So if I'm a baby boomer, right? So someone posted a comment about how Gen X people were so cool and posted a picture of The Breakfast Club. And I'm like, are they Gen X?
Yeah, right.
And so there was this massive debate then in the comments about whether or not that's Gen X, when does baby boomers start, and people are throwing around all these different things. But does this really matter? So one of the things about marketing, tying this into marketing, right, my life crisis into marketing, is it is really important to know your audience, to know the language that they use, what drives them, what's, you know, important to them, so that you can provide content that's going to be relevant to them. And but then, like, I was in this mastermind group of other marketing people, but all much younger than me. They're using phrases I don't know, what are they talking about? I'm like Googling in another tab. Like, what does that mean? And this comes up in my dance fitness too, because a lot of the people are younger than me, and it's very hip hop oriented. So they're using different terms. And like, while I love the music, I don't know all the songs. I don't know all the lyrics. Sometimes I got to be careful because like that's like, oh wait a minute, that's not something I should post on Facebook.
Right.
That happened a whole video I did. Not of a whole song, but I did this video. And when I synced the music to it so it'd sound better, I'm like, I can't post that on Facebook. 50 Cent, come on, man. So it's like, maybe I didn't think it mattered as much, you know, and I thought all this talk that people do on that, just marketing people, did they make up this? You know, millennials and Gen X and Gen Z. And like you obviously are not like, I'm Gen Z.
No.
You had to look it up.
I did. I will say, though, I just did a quick Google search. If you heard the keyboards in the background, I just looked at the average marketing director age.
Mm-hmm.
It's 32.
Yeah. I mean, it's killing me.
That's
like, am I too old now? Should I retire?
I'm going to be 25. And that's crazy. I didn't realize it was 32.
Well, because you pointed out earlier to me that this was the 4 years anniversary of the closed down for COVID.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
And things have changed a lot. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine that works in a big multinational corporation, and they want to bring people back into the office.
It's not working.
People are refusing. And I'm like, how can, like, when I was working for a multinational corporation, they said jump, we said how high.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Now it's... they were a good company. I loved working because I worked for this company. I loved working for this company. But like now it's like the employees have more sway, and they could say, like, COVID hit, we work from home. I moved somewhere better to live out of New York City, say. I'm not coming back. People are living all over the place.
And people are also taking the big commute if they have to be in the office quarterly. That's another big thing, too, is people are trying to find hybrid jobs where they only have to be basically in the office for a mm-hmm. month. I'll give you a perfect example. I have someone that I met at Marathon who lives in Arizona, is a South Eye graduate. She lived in Arizona. She now moved locally in Vermont, and she still works for the same company that she worked for in Arizona, and they completely are now hybrid. So she only has to fly out to Arizona mm-hmm. once a quarter, which is every 4 months.
Yeah.
By the way, also, 10% of the average marketing directors are over the age of 53.
So, there you go. But I think that a lot of people have retired, like, during COVID, and sort of kind of either because companies were downsizing or closing, right? Or they just decided to make a different lifestyle choice, you know?
Happened everywhere.
People did move. People did make changes. A lot of people decided to start their own business versus working for somebody else. So that's another reason why there is an employment crisis.
Elderly people, they saw a huge boom in technology, learning technology, how to Zoom, how to FaceTime, how to text.
Who doesn't know how to Zoom now?
There's not many. Anyone that's never touched a piece of technology, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just the way the world has changed over the last 4 years has been crazy. Numbers are... for positions are decreasing age-wise and number-wise. Maybe people don't want to work as much as they used to before. They started valuing things over work, like spending time with family, mm-hmm. maybe doing experiences because they know, you know, the world wasn't what it was 4 years ago, and now we're starting to get kind of back to pre-COVID times, etc.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see, because like I said, that like we had like the baby boomer, and I forgot what was before that because I didn't connect to the internet. So my parents, so me being at the end of baby boom, because I think I was born 63, and they're saying that the end is like people that were born 64, 65. So I'm at the tail end.
64.
My brothers and sisters are older than me. The next one's 7 years yep. apart. So they seem to be more like the typical baby boomers. And I'm kind of like in there. So I might be like a mix of a Gen X and a baby boomer type. But like I went to college in 1981. I lived in New York City. It was like new wave, punk. You know, things had changed a lot because technology was coming along at that time, you know. But then you've got the Gen X's. They were the next one. Were they more like the ones that were like in your face?
I have no idea.
But that's it. But I am sensing this difference. And I think even like my kids would be similar to your age. My one son's a year older and the rest are a little younger than you. But you grew up in a time where there was more diversity with like the LGBTQ community was just accepted. It's just a thing, you know, whereas in my day, you know, people were fighting for these rights,
right.
You know, and we're still fighting to a point. But I just think that like when you're growing up with more things around you that like in my generation we wouldn't have had. So, and then there's the social media aspect that like while I think it's a great thing, there are its downsides to it too, but it has changed so much the way that we think about things.
I also feel like you mentioned kind of growing up back in my day, for example. The drinking age to me has always been 21. To my dad and to you, it changed.
Yeah, it changed. It changed just before I hit, no, or just when I was hitting each. So when I was 18, it was 18. I turned 19, they changed it to 19.
Yep.
So it was right at that time. Right. So then when I was 21, they changed it to 21. So they gradually changed it up through those years. So I was always ahead of the curve there. So those kind of things do change culture.
I would say the seatbelt law is another one. And then even most recently, probably within the last, maybe 10 years, putting on a seatbelt in the back seat as an adult, that was never really a thing. And then it became a thing.
So there's loads of, even just the way cars. We're talking about self-Teslas now.
Yeah. Driving, even modifications. Like for me, having cerebral palsy, like being able to drive a car with my modifications, having the pedal on the left foot and being able to have a knob so I'm able to steer properly. Mm-hmm. That's another big thing that probably would have taken some time. I know that not so much you in the industry that you're in, and same thing with my dad, but my dad had a hard time adjusting to an iPhone over a flip phone. He still has, he still refuses some social media stuff like with Instagram, but he'll scroll on Facebook for hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom just dabbled in Instagram, so now she's sending me a bunch of Instagram reels because she loves Instagram reels for whatever reason.
But I'm always sharing some of my daughter. Hopefully she appreciates it and isn't like, oh, my mom's so annoying.
Yeah, but there's going to be a time where we're going to be like, I remember when mom used to do that. That was a fun time. But yeah, it's just, there's just things that have always changed. I mean, the words that people have used have changed. I don't necessarily am with the terms of the slang words or whatever, but those have changed. And plus, too, people my age and younger don't care what they post on social media. I care because of my work and the brand that I have. But like, people don't care. There's people that are smoking weed and posting that on Instagram, or they're doing something, they're tagging people. They don't care they don't care. Nobody cares anymore when it comes to
those
types of
things. Look at Snoop Dogg. When the little bit of time I was on Snapchat, I followed Snoop Dogg. And all he was doing was sitting there blowing smoke at the camera the whole time.
Right.
It was so funny. Listen to some music.
And then Mike Tyson with his ear bites. They're laced. He's got those. Legally laced.
Oh, yeah. He went into that industry.
Yep. Yeah.
So, but I think that, like, getting back to the marketing aspect of it, so you do need to keep in mind your age demographic.
Sure.
Because their usage is going to be different, and their language could be different. The style, like, the use of emojis, use of abbreviations. Like, sometimes I'm Googling, what does this mean? What does that mean when people are using, like, abbreviations?
I just found out, there was one I just found out the other day, and I went, it took me a while to understand in case you missed it. That was one that took me a while.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a couple other ones. I was like, what does this even mean? And then I was like, oh, that's what that means? I had no idea.
What's the one that's like, it's a shortened form or LTR? And that's cool. I should know that because it's in marketing type thing.
LTR.
And it's like, in case you didn't want to read the whole thing, here's the like shortened version of it.
LTR. Sounds like a TV show on MTV.
Or is it
LTR meeting?
TLD or you're not going to find it now because I don't remember what it is and I feel stupid.
Is it long-term relationship is what this says?
No. So it's like LTR. I don't want people going to know that I've been spending too much time on online dating if I use LTR.
LTR is long-term relationship, but I don't know what.
No, it's like TLDR, something like that. People will be. Email me if you know the answer to that.
Too long, didn't read.
Too long, didn't read.
There we go.
TLDR. Yeah, so like they do a long post. They do a long post, but at the end, they put TDLR and then put a little snippet.
I've never heard this before, and we're just... This is sometimes my conversation with Anne. Sometimes mm-hmm. we're fully planned and ready to go. Other times, we're completely off the cuff.
Right?
I've never heard that before.
Well, now you know. But it is actually very useful because in marketing, right, especially content marketing, people are always wondering, like, how long should a post be? You know, how short should a post be? And you should play around with both and see what gets better engagement.
But I just learned what GTS is.
What's
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But, I mean, as a business, you're not going to be using that so much.
No.
But if your demographic are younger people, then it might be. The other thing that comes into consideration, when I mention often that I recently audited 200 tourism-related businesses, all the digital marketing of them, and looked at all the ones that had Google Analytics installed, their Google Analytics, and... People talk about, like, should your website be optimized more for mobile than for, like, laptop desktop usage, right? And people think, like, oh, well, everyone's on their mobile now, right?
Right.
So it went from when I first – not when I first started out because there weren't mobile versions of websites. But once it got more established, say 10 years ago, it used to be, like, 70% on – desktop versions or laptops and 30% on mobile.
Oh yeah,
and now that's flipped now, but the one business that was 90% mobile was a skate park. That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer.
You know,
I feel like, I mean, looking at our station analytics, it's weird because CKM is more desktop, but Hits' mm-hmm. demographic is more use of the iPad, the Android, the iPhone, etc.
But that's not weird to me.
We're taking two different generations, though, here.
Yeah.
We're taking a demographic who, over on CKM, is 37 mm-hmm. to name a number.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here on Hits, you're looking at ages 9 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. And plus, too, how many people are born now today... Not on the day, but you get what I mean. When it mm-hmm. comes to, they automatically know technology. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Like, because you're using it in school.
We were just born.
Like, you didn't have a laptop in school, did you?
The laptops were instituted a year after I graduated.
Yeah, because my daughter's did in primary school, so, and she's 21, so.
Right, yeah.
So it's been a while.
So we're 4 years apart.
When I got involved in an organization called Coder Dojo. That was coding clubs for kids, all free, too.
Right.
It started in Cork, and now it's all over the world. And yep. I was involved with one of the first ones. And so we were in, like, a business development center that had some extra space. And they had some old desktop computers. So, like, we had kids coming, like, families of kids coming, right? They were lucky if there was one laptop in the family.
Oh, wow.
So you'd have kids, like... all around the one laptop trying to learn how to do coding and stuff. And then someone came in and they were refurbishing computers to send to Africa.
Sure.
But they had enough that they were willing to sell us cheap ones for the kids in Coder Dojo. So we went from where they were lucky to have one laptop per family, and now kids have multiple devices. They've got laptops, they've got phones, they've got...
Or it's like in school for us, they would have like the computer cart, the MacBook cart, where you'd have to use a Chromebook or a computer, and then you'd return the, not anymore. You have your own, and you bring it home from school, and you use it whenever you'd like to use it, and et cetera. I mean, even for social media wise, like editing has completely changed how the way people edit and the way people maybe shoot their stuff or potentially... You know, certain demographics, oh, this will work for someone like our age demographic, or we should look at that on TikTok. Mainly how I get most of the station's stuff from advertising is literally my own TikTok and my own social media. Just because I have, oh gosh, more than I have 40 years separated between my between my station manager mm-hmm. and my program director is going to be 50. Mm-hmm. So there's 30 years-ish mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's the amount of things that are like, well, do you think this will work? I'm like, I don't know. We'll give it a try. And then it ends up exploding. Like, yeah. It's nuts.
Well, that's why it is good to try different things. But also, like, talk to your audience. So in other posts, in other episodes, we talked about using surveys and polls and things to find out what people are interested in.
And I've never found those, especially my age and younger.
Do they not like?
They don't fill it out. They don't yeah, fill anything out.
Maybe a quick poll though, that if you just tick a button.
Oh yeah, like for YouTube's king for that, right? Because yeah. they have the yes no answer, or having the four choices. That's mm-hmm. it. Anything more than four choices. Mm-hmm. Forget about it. They're completely overwhelmed. It's weird.
Yeah. So again, you got to consider your demographics. So do these generations matter?
I would say so. I think they do. I think in our perspective, you're older than me. You have much more marketing experience than me. But then how many times have you bounced ideas off or said, mm-hmm. oh, that's actually a good idea. Mm-hmm. I should integrate that into my newsletter or integrate that somewhere where I'm doing my marketing or where.
But you're not the average 24-year-old. No. Because you got to kind of. No, I'm that's not. That's why you have to look at more than just the age of your demographic.
Sure. And I know I think, that I'm.
And my kids would be more like you.
But you I'm. Know? Yeah. But I'm also. I feel like I've never been my age. And what I mean by that is I was 13 here at the radio station mm-hmm. learning how to do things. Mm-hmm. I was in a professional sports setting at the age of 14. I was working mm-hmm. at the age of 15 in radio. Like, that's stuff that doesn't happen very often. Yeah. So I feel like, yes, I might be 24, but I feel like I'm wiser beyond my years, mm-hmm. just of the experience and the knowledge and the connections that I've made with yeah. other people around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that, like, made me think about this, too, was even just last night I was watching the Oscars and the red carpet, and it was Vanessa Hudgens and another young woman. And, like, the questions they were asking, I was like, what? it just seemed like very personal kind of questions they were asking people on the red carpet, whereas in the old days, I don't know if they would have been the same age but just acted
right.
I'm going to say not mature, but like.
Just acted differently than what somebody would have.
It just seemed much more social media-like, even though it was television and similar to television would have been 30, 40 years ago, whatever.
Well, the average span for attention has completely gone down. Yeah. And I'll be honest, I even said this on the air. I didn't watch a lick of the Oscars. I scrolled through TikTok and found out who won each individual award.
I was going to say that even like for the red carpet, you already know what people are going to wear.
They were live.
Because they posted about it.
And they were live on TikTok and they had everything. But like, I knew everything about what was going on just from every other 8, 7, 12 TikToks. Something was about the Oscars.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's just a different, unique perspective. There's no wrong answer, no, targeted answer towards it. It just feels like marketing and targeting. See what I did there? It happens. And then just kind of like looking at like, okay, and I take it as a blessing because, and not too many people realize this either, because then I can say, okay, well, you have X amount of experience than me. I want to learn from you and learn about your craft of how you were successful. What did you do? I like to nitpick of those certain situations and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just like, I just feel like maybe technology, I'm more advanced, but you really can't say that anymore either because somebody like you is on Instagram reposting. You know how to edit. You know how to, everything.
I'm not your average 6-year-old woman either because I did get started in technology earlier on also just because of the business I was in
college and age. you also picked it up and wanted to learn more about the app and maybe it was self-taught, maybe you asked a couple people how do you do this, how do you do that, but like my mom isn't that she'll post a couple pictures on Facebook and tag some things and use some emojis, but she's not going to screen grab something or CapCut something or put music behind. She's just not that technologically advanced. That's nothing against my mother. It's just that they just want to they just want it simple. They just want to simplify everything, which is fine.
So that's why I think when it comes to your target audience research, like, use these kind of statistics and demographic, like, what do they call them? You know, the different generations and things like that.
I have no idea.
To start, but also you just need to do your own research. You need to talk to your current customers and prospective customers and talk to other businesses that are in your area, in your industry, and see what's working for them, you know, and use common sense. But that's why I just think it's interesting that, this is all, you know, have I crossed a line of age now, or now I am feeling old, that, like, because for a while, see, like, my generation was the power generation. Like, we were leading the movies. We were leading TV and marketing and everything.
Maybe movies. I don't see movies being a thing. Oh, we keep coming back about COVID, but, like, the movies are now nothing what they were pre-COVID. You can find anything and everything on a streaming service that you're willing to pay for. Now it gets expensive, but, like, Wonka was just in theaters and it's already on Max.
Yeah, get to watch it.
I know, but, like,
yeah, I was catching up on all the Oscar movies.
but it's crazy because you just look at it and you just go, and right before streaming was a thing where you had to wait 6-8 months. Now you don't even have to do that anymore. And really, people that are in movies and had movies done in 2019, maybe early 2020, realized we can just release this on Amazon Prime or make this a Max exclusive. And then we'll say, oh, we'll get more money because then the network will pay for exclusivity rights.
Right. Well, I think, too, because of all the big corporations that own all the various companies under there. Like, Paramount has TV and movies, and so
YouTube's got TV now. They dabbled in the TV game since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
DirecTV went completely streaming, so now you don't even have to have cable anymore in the world. You could literally watch everything you wanted off of streaming. Now, granted, I'm old school. I like having cable streaming, but I like having the option to watch cable in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to watch Jeopardy at 7:30 and Wheel of Fortune at 7. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to do that. I don't want to have to wait.
You could do that on YouTube TV?
That's what we have. We have YouTube TV and DirecTV because with certain contracts now, networks aren't available.
Yeah.
So, we check. Once you get all the streaming services, you realize how quickly it adds up, and it's just crazy.
But that's just another example of how our lives have changed.
Yep.
So me and my identity crisis. Stay tuned. I'll let you know how it goes in another episode. But I refuse to be called elderly anyway, even though some people might treat me that way. But one of the reasons why I wanted to bring Seth into this, too, was because I think some of my friends listened to one episode and they're like, does it bother you when he mentions, like, that I'm much older or something like that? And I said, no, like, we're just, you know.
No, it's just, it's not in a mean way or a bad way. It's just
a fact.
Right. And it's literally just the fact of, like, comparing things because you probably have figured it out, but I do marketing for the radio station. You have marketing. So it's like, it's nice to learn from each other while we're talking. It's nice.
And then the audience can learn from us both.
Right. It's double whammy.
Mm-hmm. So that is our discussion on Anne's identity crisis and the generations.